don't see any black people here. Do we belong here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're only represented by 3%, but we're spending billions in travel. The representation is important because it represents who you are and seeing yourself in that space. Billions of dollars in traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worried about safety when you're taking our money. You don't want to show us and represent us and show us in the media and show what we bring to the area. Because truthfully, culture is black culture, right? Wherever African Americans go on what they do, it seems like that's where the trends follow and that's where they go. When you're creating content and you're being your authentic self, people connect to it more because I'm watching the content, but I'm also watching you. I'm connecting to you. When you can match the two and have the travel content and storytell, your content is amazing. People love it. I love it. I will sit and watch all day, as we all do. Amazing. Yes.
You're tuned into the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Visit our website activeaction.fm for more information and to explore all episodes. Don't forget to check our merchandise for exciting goodies at activeaction.shop. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Hello, welcome back again to another episode of Active Action Podcast. It's me, your host, Dr. Nazif, back again with another amazing guest and amazing episode through which we wish to inspire you to stay active and take action. A couple of announcements. We did start our premium supporters program very recently. So if you want to get access to some premium articles and blogs on personal and professional development, as well as business and lifestyle, do check out our premium supporters option. So if you want to do that, go to www.activeaction.fm/supporter and you can get started for free. Apart from that, we just launched our own merchandisers. So if you want to check out some of our cool clothing or goodies, you can do that by going to activeaction.shop. So let's dive into today's podcast. We are going to talk a lot about traveling and traveling content. So we have our guest with us, Terica Clinton. So we are going to talk about representation in travel and why it actually matters. Terica Clinton is the CEO and founder of Travel and CRH. So, Terica, do you want to introduce yourself to our guests?
Yes, my name is Terica Clinton. I am CEO and founder of Travel and CRH. I know it's a bit of a tongue twister there, but I'll give you a little history about it. But there's not much history. It's just when I was thinking of a name for the company, trying to come up with something fun and creative, I see travel creators and I wanted it to stand out. So I see them a bit like a concierge. So when you go to a hotel or you're traveling, you find a concierge like, hey, where's the best restaurant or where do we go around here for this? That's what a travel creator does. And so when I was coming up with the name, it was like, okay, land, sea, air, land, sea, air. It just made sense. And travel, land, sea, air. That's how I came up.
Thank you so much. Do you want to speak a bit to our audience about your background that actually helps our audience to connect more with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So my background, I'm born and raised in Chicago. I'm a wife, a mom, daughter, sister, all of the above. And I got started in travel, I want to say maybe around 2015. My husband and I started a web series, Uncharted Territory. So I'm Terica, he's Tori Territory. It just made sense. Again, another one.
Oh, that's wonderful. Pretty clever. Yeah.
Thank you. As we were, and now when we started, this was pre-video on Instagram. So before on Instagram, we pictures. So we were creating an actual show for like network television. And it was a lot of struggle with getting just exposure and then trying to do the YouTube. And so as time went on, we would create episodes, but we weren't getting the exposure that we wanted. And so we started to get ready to get a pivot on what we were going to go and what we're going to do with it. So we took a pause And in that time, we were both working, raising a family. In 2022, we took a trip to Tennessee, a family of four, and we went to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And I was so excited for Quapaw Day, and I was surprising my husband. He had to drive, so it wasn't really a surprise, but none of us had ever been. So there, and we're driving around, and we're all like in awe and enamored of everything that we see. And then all of a sudden, my husband and I give each other this look. Like, before we could say anything, our daughter, who was about 7 or 8 at the time, she was like, "I don't see any Black people here. Do we belong here?" And freaked out. We both did. Now, my husband is a cop. So this is our family. And while our children have never experienced racism, it kind of froze us for a moment because we've never experienced that or even had to think, do I belong here? So immediately I jumped on my Instagram and I started looking up Pigeon Forge to find where I got the inspiration from. And it was all white creators. I could not find a Black creator to say, you can do this in Pigeon Forge. Now remember, Tennessee is the South. So we're like, okay, what are we going to do? So my husband and I agreed. We was like, we're going to check into the hotel. Let's walk around. If we don't feel comfortable, then we'll just leave. And that was the plan. So get out, we check in, we start walking around. And I want to say within 5 minutes, all of that was washed away. We saw everything. We saw Black, we saw white, we saw purple, we saw brown, we saw pink, we saw that. And we had an amazing time. And to this day, my kids have been some of everywhere. They still ask, when are we going back to Tennessee? But that started me on the pivot of something has to be done here. Like, where are the Black creators? It's a secret world. You have to search for them and hunt for them and find where they are, what they're doing. Should we go here? Should we not? And so I want to create a space for BIPOC creators, tribal creators, to find their content and build itineraries and get inspiration from their content. But as I started to build it, I was like, okay, I don't want this to just be a Black, just for Black creators. I want to open the space up because I want other ethnicities to be able to see themselves in travel. And that's what brought us here today, representation and travel. Mm-hmm. And you might want to see, where are some Asian people? Where are they going and what are they doing? Right. I've never been to Japan, but I would also love to see African Americans when they go to Japan. Right. What are you guys doing? That's how it started. And that's the background. And so immediately after that trip, like on that 10-hour drive home, I was putting it together in my head, what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. And I got home and started building.
Thank you so much for walking us through that journey. Can I ask you one question regarding, we are talking about representation in travel and why it matters and we are breaking some barriers. So why do you think the importance of seeing yourself in travel, media and ads?
Because, so I want to say in 2019, Nielsen did a research and only 3% of media and ads showed African-American travelers. 3% is not enough because in 2019 also, I want to say, I believe the numbers, African-Americans or BIPOC travelers rather, they spent over $109 billion in travel. So we're only represented by 3%, but we're spending billions in travel. The representation is important because it represents who you are and seeing yourself in that space. Just like representation, for example, when Obama became president, that was important for young, for Black men and women to see a Black man can make it into the White House. The representation was important. Again, going to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, I saw content from white creators and I felt that I belonged. It wasn't until I got there. So seeing yourself in those spaces allows you to know that you belong in that space, that you can travel to that.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's why it's so important. And it also for media to purchase with African-American or BIPOC small businesses. People travel to these states and to these countries and they're not represented, but they're also not representing these small businesses that people can also pay.
Okay. Thank you so much for explaining that. And I really think it's high time the people of color should stand up. They be illustrated or represented through the nature that they do deserve and get that spotlight. So I really commend you're contributing to that community, and really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Also, I just want to add, when it comes to brand deals, a lot of the white, and this is, you know, our fair-skinned brothers and sisters, they get majority of these brand deals. And a lot of these creators, these travel creators, BIPOC travel creators, they are not getting the money that they could and should be getting along with their counterparts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me, why do you think this representation in travel is still lacking?
Why do I think it's lacking? Because I think it's just, it's built off of an old system. My personal opinion is the way things were. I think it's still that mindset of, well, they just prefer to see white people because they feel safer. But they feel like it's too many black people. They may feel like it's not safe. And so I think that's just built off of that old mindset. And that's why it's still lacking. Because like I said, we spend billions of dollars in traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worried about safety when you're taking our money. You don't want to show us and represent us and show us in the media and show what we bring to the area. Because truthfully, culture is black culture, right? Wherever African Americans go, what they do, it seems like that's where the trends follow and that's where they go. So I think my personal opinion is that it's still the old mindset of so many things in this country of America, which is why it's still lacking so much. And that's a mindset that I'm hoping to help change and disrupt, which is to get rid of that mindset. We all belong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure, like, from my experience, I have worked with people of all colors, and sometimes, like, I have seen, like, the people of, like, the white color and our brothers and sisters, they're very open to accepting that if we have that proper communication and channels. So I think it's very important that how we are doing that communication. I know there were several movements, and it actually brought in a lot of awareness on black people and black lives and everything like that we do and stand for. So I think that mindset that you're talking about is definitely evolving, but we need the right tools to represent us. And I'm so glad that, like, people like you are standing up to do that. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I like to add to that to say,
mm-hmm.
with the climate that we live in today, right now, I think it's extra important, especially for underrepresented groups like LGBTQ community. We're starting to see where some hate is starting to build up, right? Because of this new administration and some of the things that they're putting out there. And so they also need to know where they can travel to be safe. They're not accepted everywhere either. So that's important, because now you have another community. And I want to say they spent, I think in 2022, $200 million in travel. So you have the marginalized groups that travel. They spend money.
Mm-hmm.
And follow these travel trends, yet they're still dealing with, do I belong here? They have to ask themselves these questions.
Right.
Am I safe here? Is it safe for me to travel here?
Mm-hmm.
It can be that way. Not just because you're spending money, but because you're a human.
Right.
Speechless. Sure. So becoming different shades, colors, shapes and sizes. But at the end of the day, we all bleed red blood, right? We're all
here. Yeah, for sure. 100%. I wanted to, like, ask you, how does the lack of diverse marketing in travel impacts travelers of color?
How does it impact them? I would say for a lot of travelers, they don't want to go. For many, many years, a lot of BIPOC or African-American travelers never wanted to go to Africa, because the images we ever saw of Africa were what? Flies, hungry. So it was like, why would I want to go there? But as we've grown wiser, we've learned that there's so much more to Africa that is actually really beautiful. There's a lot of places that you can travel. We've learned that Africa is actually ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
The United States, the side of Africa, like 5 times. So the lack of diversity, it makes people not want to go. Why would I go there? I don't belong there. Until you start to see, you're starting to see more African Americans. And it's been going on for a while, but you're seeing more content of it, of going skiing. Being out in Aspen, Colorado, but you're seeing more content of it. But because of that, now you're seeing more people go skiing for African Americans.
Right.
So you're seeing them move around. But when you have that lack of diversity, it doesn't tell people that they can go there. And for people that may want to travel or just curious, I don't see anybody going. Like I said, with the Pigeon Forge, I was curious. I saw it and I wanted to go and have a good time. I never thought about it. But right. For places, like I said, as growing up, Africa was never on my list of places to go. Because what I ever see was what I saw in the commercials, what they wanted us to see and what they wanted us
right.
to see. So
visual things, it impacts us a lot and it provides Ooh. Imaginary like scenery that we see and the perception, it really, media actually controls like what perception we have of people and of a specific nation, ethnicity, or even the country. It's all like media, because we don't have the opportunity to go there. We don't have the opportunity or time to see and dive into the internet and find out facts, but we largely get motivated by what we see in the media and how someone is representing a certain thing. So yeah, it's really important to have the perception and the wish to understand a culture better. Have you ever felt excluded from mainstream travel marketing at all?
Yes and no. I would say no in the sense that it wasn't like no one came to me directly. No, you can't go there. You can't do that. However, as a travel creator, yeah, I felt because I was a woman, or not necessarily a woman, but an African-American creator, I was automatically put in a box. And it was like, you can play here, but you can't play out here. And as a travel creator, that's how I felt. By just trying to more exposure up, because I'm from Chicago. So creating content for Chicago, I was like, and I'm on the south side of Chicago. So creating that content and wanted to get more exposure, put it out there, I personally started to feel as a Black creator, travel creator, I was in the box. And as long as I did not color outside of those lines, it was okay. And so what I want to disrupt and what I want to get rid of is remove that box. Every creator should be able to color outside of the lines and go where they want and do what they want and not feel like, because I'm an Asian creator, I can only create this kind of content or I can sit here and I won't get, my content won't get pushed and I won't get that exposure. Just be open. And that's what our network is doing. We're going to remove those barriers.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom. Can I ask you for some examples of brands that are doing a good job with inclusive travel marketing from experience?
Some brands that are doing good. Oh, geez. With Marriott Bonvoy. They would be number one on my list, I would say, because every time I'm on the internet, I see a lot of inclusion with Marriott Bonvoy. Well, they have programs. Expedia is another one. They're doing great. They have some great programs to work with as Marriott Bonvoy. And I won't even go so far as to say, once on a some level, TikTok, I see TikTok doing more with the Black creators. And again, I don't want to just say just Black creators, because there are other, you have LGBTQ, you hang out Black female creators or solo travel workers. So, but that's just kind of like where the conversation is going.
Right.
But I would say those would be off the top of my head right now that I'm thinking about that are doing really good right now, especially the first two, Marriott Bonvoy and Expedia.
Thank you so much, Deka. And I hope like more platforms and creators will step up and support like Black creators and underrepresented communities more, and there would be like more opportunity for engagements. What do you think, like from your experience, are some ways travel companies can partner with the Black and the other underrepresented travel influencers?
You know what? It's really getting into that into that world, follow them and start reaching out and like helping create more content with them. Well, a lot of So we've heard the stories of how they do these PR. It's well known in fashion and the beauty industry. And I know they do it with travel as well. They can also bring out more diverse travel creators to these events, not just to get their experience, I mean, their perspective, but to also hear their stories. Storytelling is extremely important. And a BIPOC story of traveling on the South Side is going to be vastly different from their white counterparts traveling on the South Side and going out. So I would say you have to get in there, find them. They're there. There are different organizations that represent creators, travel Black readers, like talk, you know, LGBTQ, again, for the marginalized groups that I'm speaking of, which is
right.
Narrowed it down to BIPOC and LGBTQ. So that, I would say that would be the biggest way. You have companies like Travel Noir. You have other ones out there that work with Black creators, that post Black creators all the time, that you can go and find this content and work with them. But again, this is a barrier that our network is working to disrupt and to break.
And I wanted to ask you this question because I feel like our Black people and other community are currently representing themselves in the global platform more with time. So from experience, how do you feel underrepresented travelers shape the global travel trends?
You know what? Okay, so as I stated earlier, travel trends, period, right? And as an African American, I feel like a lot of what we see in culture today is African American culture. This is the Black culture. The trends that we set, where we're going and what we're doing right now, there's a big, big trend on Carnival. I'm saying Carnival is starting to come up. A lot of people are starting to go to Carnival. They're getting the outfits. How they shape it, just by being themselves, their authentic self, just like they do any other trend. So with travel trends, and this is what I love about the trends, is that you will find these marginalized or underrepresented groups in all of these travel trends. And so when you think of travel, a lot of what you see are either experiences like, hey, let's go here and let's do this, or food. Majority of it is food and drink, right? But there's so much more to that. You have wellness travel. You have people that travel, historical travel, where they travel to different locations, find out the history of the location, of the city, how it came to be. The wellness is they like to go for yoga retreats, or they are going for wellness to go find out more about themselves. They're going on hiking tours. There are so many different trends out there, and you will find these marginalized groups in all of them. And if you look at the content, you'll start to see a lot of this content out there as well. Again, but it's not mainstream. It's not pushed to the front. You have to really search for it. And that's the problem. And that's how they're shaping. Once we start to really push it, then you begin to see where a lot of these trends are coming from and where it's starting and where it's coming from, which is, again, and shameless plug, but this is what our network is doing and pushing this content to the front so people can see it.
That's wonderful. And I really commend you, Tarika, for undertaking that work and to support that. I wanted to ask you, and we are like nearing to the end of our podcast, but I want to ask you from your experience. I know like you create like travel content. So for all the travel content creators out there, why do you feel authentic storytelling is so important in travel content?
Well, you know what? I think it's important because authenticity is important. The more authentic it is, the more real it is. One of the reasons I believe TikTok has done so well is because the creators have made it more of as much as they can to allow you to be yourself. So you'll see a lot of creators out there with bonnets on, no makeup. And you're talking about some professional people that come on to TikTok with no makeup, the hair all over the head. And it's acceptable, but you're being your authentic self. When you're creating content and you're being your authentic self, people connect to it more because I'm watching the content, but I'm also watching you. I'm connecting to you. If I don't like you, I'm not going to like your content. And
we're
extremely critical. You can tell right away when someone is phony. So being able to tell a story, again, that's why, again, on TikTok, storytelling, you say, hey, story time, it does so well because people love to engage with a story. They love to hear what's happening. And when you can match the two and have the travel content and storytelling, your content is amazing. People love it. I love it. I will sit and watch all day, as we all do. Amazing. Yes. As well, tell a story about where you are, how you got there, what you're doing, why you're there. Oh, that's amazing. I'm putting myself in your shoes and I'm listening. So now I like how you travel. I like your storytelling. I'm going to watch another video to see what you're doing in your place as I imagine me doing this, which is going to inspire me now. Hey, let me go something probably I've never done before, or never knew about, or now I'm curious about because I watched you and I like what you did.
Thank you so much for explaining that very wonderfully said. And I think that would also be an inspiration to all the travel content creators out there, or the enthusiasts, to include more storytelling components within their content. So definitely it adds value to your content and the viewers really get attracted and they stuck to your content, and that leads to increased viewership to future episodes as well.
Absolutely. Increased engagement.
I just wanted to end the episode just by saying I really appreciate you coming over here. And just for the benefit for our listeners, how can they connect with you for further information or to know more?
Yes. So you can follow me on social media. It is, well, Travel Lancierge. If you're on TikTok, it's Travel Lancierge with the number one behind it, or Travel Lancierge on Instagram. And if you want to email me, it's info@travellancierge. Yes. Or you can go to the website, which is www.travellancierge.com. All one word, Wells.
Thank you so much, Rieke, for letting us know. And also, dear listeners, if you go to our website at activeaction.fm, and if you just search Rieke's name, which you can see in the screen, and also you'll be able to see that in the podcast description. If you just search her name, you will gain access to her webpage, and that will include her bio and also all the links that she mentioned so that you can get in touch with her to ease. And also, if you have any questions with her, please feel free to reach out to her at info@travellancierge.com. Thank you so much, Rieke, again for joining this episode, and I really appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Dear listeners, we were talking to Rieke and we actually got to learn a lot about travel, traveling content, and specifically the value of the Black community and the Black people, us representing in this landscape and the platform. And also you got to learn why authentic storytelling is really important in creating the travel content. So that was it for today's episode. If you like the episode, please feel free to send us your feedback, your review, and share the episode with someone you may find value listening to it too. Lastly, if you do find value in our content, don't forget to give us a tip in our virtual tip jar in www.activeaction.fm/tip. Other than that, I encourage you to stay active and take action and take care, everyone, until the next episode arrives.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast at activeaction.fm. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. Oh, one more thing. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Get started for free. Visit our website, activeaction.fm/supporter, for more information. Take care, stay active, and take action.